Russian electronic plant. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the Epoch News.
Protests have intensified in Los Angeles after President Trump deployed hundreds of National Guard units to the city. The troops arrived on Sunday to quell demonstrations following the arrests of dozens of people by federal immigration agents in different locations across the city. The troops have used tear gas and rubber bullets against the demonstrators who set cars and tires on fire. Dozens of people have been arrested. Jim McDonnell is chief of LA's police department.
In recent days, many protests across the city have been peaceful, and we thank the community for expressing their views and their frustration in a responsible manner. However, when peaceful demonstrations devolve into acts of vandalism or violence, especially violence directed at innocent people, law enforcement officers, and others, we must respond firmly. An act of violence, whether toward officers, demonstrators, or the public, will be met with swift and lawful action.
Polish and Allied aircraft were activated early this morning to ensure the safety of Polish airspace after Russia launched early morning attacks targeting western Ukraine near the border with Poland. All of Ukraine is under air raid alerts after the Ukrainian Air Force warned of Russian missile and drone attacks. Meanwhile, production was temporarily suspended at an electronics company in Russia's Volga River region of Chuvashia, some 1,300 kilometers from the border with Ukraine, after two drones fell on the plant's territory. The governor of the region, Oleg Nikolaev, said that while the drone strikes had caused no injuries, the precautionary stoppage was aimed to protect employees at the plant. Israeli forces stopped a Gaza-bound aid boat early this morning and detained activists, including Greta Thunberg, aboard the boat. The aid boat, which was organised by the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, had set out to protest Israel's ongoing military campaign in the Gaza Strip and its restrictions on the entry of humanitarian aid. The BBC's Anna Aslam has more.
We know there were 12 volunteers on board, and the last minutes before the ship lost communication were filmed and shared. So you can see them wearing life jackets as lights flash in the background. You can hear a loudspeaker. There are calls to ditch the phones, throw them in the water, and then at the end, everyone puts their hands up. They look like they're preparing to be boarded. There were also reports of drones flying overhead and white irritant substances being dropped on the ship. Now, after all of this, communication was cut.
And representatives from the right-wing Patriots for Europe group are gathering in a small village in central France today. The event's been held in Montmont-sur-Vernisson and is called Victory Day. It's intended to celebrate the success of right-wing parties in last summer's European parliamentary elections. Patriots for Europe is now the third largest group in the European Parliament, with 86 MEPs from 14 delegations. A look now at the weather. Rain in the southeast to begin with, but generally sunny conditions across the country, with temperatures ranging from 17 to 25 degrees.
Thanks, Liz.
This is The Morning Show with Dave Dempsey.
Good morning, and may your Monday be, well, a little bit more peaceful than a lot of the places out there right now. Good morning.
Getting to the cash, yeah, yeah. All about the bag, yeah, yeah. Spending straight facts, yeah, yeah. And we ain't paying tax out here. Yeah.
Get your fucking head out of my eyes. She doesn't want to die. license for drinking too much. And I just like the speed. I got all my shit on these four wheels. And I got rid of the whole club. Burnt tires, smell like shit. Fucking headlights out of my eyes. Get your fucking headlights out of my eyes. She doesn't want to die. Get your fucking headlights out of my eyes. That's what you say, she cries. Get your fucking headlights out of my eyes.
So I never have to bruise.
Hey!
Rachel Chinnariri with 2342. And before that, Kids Don't Smoke, and a track which is probably destined to be used in compilation videos from the LA protests. That was Headlights, 7:10 in the morning. Now we have David Arcos with Tú y Yo.
Tú y yo, oh, 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 vamos a bailar toda la noche entera. Tú y yo, oh, 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 vamos a gozar.
Desde el otro lado yo ya te veía venir. Me acerqué despacio para poder sentir. El calor que tienes me hace derretir. Ya no puedo más, ya no puedo más. No es la primera vez que tú a mí me besas, pero tampoco la que me dejas. Siempre que tú quieras yo estaré aquí. Tú y yo, oh, 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 vamos a bailar toda la noche. Tú y yo, oh, 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 vamos a gozar. Ella juega contigo, pero ya es muy tarde para dejarte ir. Ya no puedo más, ya no puedo más. Me di cuenta que yo tengo un sexto sentido, que solo aparece cuando beso contigo, pero las secuelas que me dejan me matan.
can tell there's something going on. Hour seems to disappear. Everyone is leaving, I'm still with you. It doesn't matter what we do, where we are going to. We can stick around and see this night through. And we don't care about the young folks talking about the young stuff.
Hi Vienna, this is Billie Eilish.
That's what tens of thousands of people heard on the weekend taking Vienna's public transport. This weekend there was almost something like a takeover of the city by Billie Eilish fans from all around the world. The reason, because Billie returned to Austria and played a completely sold out show at the Vienna Stadthalle. And it was apparently pretty incredible. Best of collection from her records, an amazing show crossing all genres, thousands of screaming fans, people partying outside the venue. Austria was Billie Eilish land all weekend. And we from FM4 were there as well, of course, chatting to you, the Billie Eilish fans, about the musician, what's so fascinating about her, and how it feels to take over the city with the fandom.
Was ist Billie Eilish für euch?
Boah, einfach ihre Art, ihr Auftreten, ihr Selbstbewusstsein, wie sie sich für Menschen und für Aktionen einsetzt, das ist einfach bewundernswert, finde ich.
Also irgendwie, sie inspiriert mich so, das zu machen, was ich halt wirklich möchte.
Ich bin jetzt schon Fan seit 6 Jahren und sie ist jetzt das erste Mal in Wien, das erste Mal die Chance und sie hat mir damals sehr durch Depressionen geholfen mit ihrer Musik. Das ist so ein bisschen Healing, ja.
Es hat ja so ein bisschen sowas wie ein Billie Eilish Fandom Takeover der gesamten Stadt gegeben die letzten Tage. Wie fühlt sich das an, wenn man in einer Partie ist und man übernimmt quasi die ganze Stadt?
Das ist schon ein cooles Feeling, weil es irgendwie wie so ein ganz großes Gemeinsam dann ist. Alle mögen die gleiche Musik und es ist schon schön.
Es ist sehr krass, weil die ganze Umgebung ist auch wirklich sehr toll. Es gibt nicht irgendwie so Streitereien oder so. Und jeder ist wirklich super nett hier. Es ist so toll, wirklich. Ich habe es mir viel schlimmer vorgestellt.
Wir sind von Graz extra hergefahren und man fühlt sich einfach wie eine Gemeinschaft, auch wenn wir nicht aus der gleichen Stadt kommen, dass wir einfach alle gleich sind.
Ich bin sehr stolz drauf, weil ich bin seit 2017 ein Fan und davor kannte sie halt niemand oder man wurde dafür in einer Art gemobbt, dafür, ja, dass man sie hört. Und jetzt ist plötzlich so die ganze Stadt voller Billie Eilish Sachen gestaltet und das macht mich richtig stolz, dass man das so ausleben darf.
Ja, abschließend noch eine Message an Billie Eilish selber, weil wie wir ja alle wissen, hört sie am allerliebsten FM4, wenn sie in Österreich ist.
We love you and stay the way you are.
Einfach danke, dass sie jetzt mal in Österreich ist.
Was zeichnet eine Billie Eilish Show aus?
Also auf jeden Fall das Miteinander, das Singen, das Harmonieren und die großen Konfettis, das alles.
Ja, was macht ihr mit den Billie Eilish Konfetti, die ihr heute einkloppt?
Ich würde es auf jeden Fall in so einen Bilderrahmen oder auf meiner Wand aufhängen.
We have a lot more about Billie Eilish and her return to Austria on all the channels of FM4.
Thank you. FM4.
The Morning Show.
Dan Prozuki, unterwegs, 7:29 in the morning. You unterwegs, or are you just sort of settling into the day?
Come on, come on.
This is Santa Gold,
come on.
Banshee.
Keep doing what I do.
Zeit zu Zeit ist man verwirrt, ob Wahrheit wirklich existiert. Doch Wahrheit ist nicht wandelbar. Sie war da und sie bleibt auch da. Da will ich hin.
Hol mich hier raus, Falter. Jetzt abonnieren. abo.falter.at.
Auf einen sportlichen Sommer, auf coole Angebote für heiße Tage. Auf die Plätze, Herbes, los! Sichere dir jetzt die besten Angebote für das richtige Sommerfeeling. Wie die Puma Badeshort, jetzt -30%, nur 14 Euro. Get moving, Herbes Sports.
Oh, da schau her, die Frucade gibt es jetzt auch als 1L-Flasche. Ja, das finde ich gut, weil 1L kannst du immer brauchen. Ein L wie Limonade, ein L wie lustig, Leihwand, ja, wie Lebensgefühl, ein L wie gluck, gluck, leider wieder leer.
Frucade. Wuchtig, fruchtig. Jetzt neu auch als 1-Liter-Flasche.
Ja. FM4 Morning Show.
Your morning, your music.
What do you say?
Fuck you, any mom, any sister, any job, any broke ass car, and that's just your call art. Fuck you, any friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all fuck off. I swear I meant to mean the best when it ended. Even tried to bite my tongue when you started shit. Now you're texting all my friends, asking questions. They never even liked you in the first place. Dated a girl that I hate for the attention. She only made it 2 days, what a connection. It's like you'd do anything for my affection. You're going all about it in the worst ways. I was into you.
That was Gail with another one of those tracks I'm adding to my list of songs I definitely do not ever want to have someone dedicate to me. That was A, B, C, D, E, F, U. This is Cosmo Sheldrake. Come along.
Come along, catch a heifer lump. Sit with me on a muddy clump. We'll sing a song of days gone by. Run along now, don't be glum. Get you gone now, have some fun. Don't be long for the end is nigh. Don't let moments pass along and waste before your eyes. March with me in the borrow groves. Come with me in the slidey toes. And never ask us why. Come along now, run away from the humdrum. We'll go to a place that is safe from greed, anger, and boredom. We'll dance. surprised by the sound of the bird song. We'll be here when the world slows down and the sunbeams fade away. Keeping time by a pendulum as the fabric starts to fray. There's no such thing as time to kill, nor time to throw away. So once for the bright sky, twice for the pigsty, thrice for another day. Come, 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 come along now, run away from the humdrum. We'll go to a place that is safe from greed, anger and boredom. We'll dance and sing till sundown and feast with abandon. We'll sleep when the morning comes and we'll rise by the sound of the bird song. Come with me, catch a rare type specimen. Cuddle up with a hesitant skeleton. We'll break our fast with friends. Once we're fed, we shall disappear rapidly. Many moons to the west of here and happily. Our journey never ends. Shut your ears when sirens sing. Tie armbands to your feet. Listen up and you won't go wrong again. Float along on a verseless song and then get to where the two ends meet. Come, 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 come along now, run away from the humdrum. We'll go to a place that is safe from greed, anger and boredom. We'll dance and sing till sundown and feast with abandon. We'll sleep when the morning comes and we'll rise by the sound of the bird song.
Youngblood with Lovesick Lullaby. So, you know, every day we seem to be hearing, you know, bad news about the environment and discouraging news about the political response to the climate and biodiversity crisis. And it seems to have spread a feeling of gloom and lethargy. But not for 25-year-old Maya Penn from Georgia, who's been fighting for the planet since her youngest years. She created her own nonprofit organization, Maya's Ideas for the Planet, when she was still in primary school. And as a teenager, she was named one of Oprah Winfrey's Super Soul 100 list of visionaries. Chris Cummins spoke to her.
Maya Penn has been initiating environmental projects since early childhood.
I've just always been incredibly passionate about environmental science, about just how amazing the natural world is, and that inherently makes you very passionate about nature conservation and protecting the natural world and protecting, you know, our beautiful planet.
It started with her founding her own eco-fashion label, Maya's Ideas, in 2008, when she was just 8 years old.
This was very pre the climate strikes that were happening. That was not a thing at that time for me, so I was kind of very early in the Gen Z wave.
This was, of course, a full decade before Greta Thunberg became a global figure. There was no great template out there for youthful climate activism.
Like, I had to build my own blueprint for what my environmental activism would look like, right?
But she did have a cultural blueprint. Maya grew up in Georgia, where people have learned they can stand up and change the world. Georgia was the beating heart of the U.S. civil rights movement.
So I've been directly mentored by, like, the daughter of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and, like, you know, have, like, really learned from movements within that community, because a lot of people don't understand that the environmental justice movement within the U.S. actually started within the civil rights movement.
That's because people who live, work, and play in America's most polluted environments are commonly people of color and those living in poverty. And Maya wants to invigorate these people with environmental energy.
I really want to call in people who either haven't really thought twice about environmental issues, or people who are very aware but are just terrified, and it just feels like this huge, nebulous, scary problem that they don't know what to do and they just freeze up.
One way she's doing that is through animated filmmaking.
I have my own environmental action adventure short film called Asali, Power of the Pollinators. It's directed, written, and lead animated by myself and features the voice talents of Whoopi Goldberg, Calum Worthy, Monique Coleman, a lot of really amazing people.
The protection of the guardians is slipping. Free us and yourselves from our exploiters. You must act.
Asali, Power of the Pollinators, is a weird and wonderful film that's energetic and fun and has a very powerful message.
You know, you can use the power of creativity, of art, of storytelling, of comedy, of drama to, you know, really open people's minds or empower them to get engaged around environment. So I not only want to reach people of my generation, but a generation that's under me, Generation Alpha, and people of all ages, because animation is a medium for people of all ages.
Okay. FM4.
You reach, and then I'm wondering. Die FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest wird zum Tanzparkett.
Die große FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Mit Red Bull Symphonic.
Johann Strauss 2025 Edition.
Mit Carmine Crockett, Christian Kolonowitz und den Wiener Symphonikern.
Abraven mit Stil.
Und
Milky Chance.
Simba.
Avec.
Portrait of Tau.
Ich glaube, das wird richtig gut.
Und davor Milo mit einem Inklusionskonzert für junge Menschen mit Behinderung.
Und die Show wird auf jeden Fall sehr fett.
Wie immer.
Bei freiem Eintritt.
Wow.
Infos auf fm4orf.at. Wir senden live von der
FM4-Bühne am Donauinselfest.
Am 20. Juni.
FM4.
Holy Father, Father, I'm playing with fire.
Anymore.
Oh, you didn't need me.
not confused, but grasping, gasping, no room for hope. But nowadays, path seems clear. But no, I won't turn around and celebrate. You always seem near.
Good morning.
FM4.
8 o'clock, time for the news headlines. Protests intensify in Los Angeles following the deployment of National Guard troops. And Iran urges Western nations not to back IAEA resolution. Here's Elizabeth Alcock with the FM4 News.
Protests have intensified in Los Angeles after President Trump deployed hundreds of National Guard troops to the city. The troops arrived on Sunday to quell demonstrations following the arrests of dozens of people by federal immigration agents across different locations in the city. The troops have used tear gas and rubber bullets against the demonstrators, who set cars and tires on fire. Dozens of people have been arrested. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass have blamed the increasingly aggressive protests on the president's decision to deploy the Guard, calling it a move designed to inflame tensions. They've both urged protesters to remain peaceful. Iran has warned Western countries not to back a resolution censoring Tehran at a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency today in Vienna. Tehran has said it would be a strategic mistake. The BBC's Bethany Bell has more.
The resolution, if passed, would accuse Iran of being in non-compliance for the first time in almost 20 years. It would also carry the threat of an eventual referral to the UN Security Council. It follows a report from the IAEA last week, which cited a general lack of cooperation from Iran and raised concerns over secret atomic work and undeclared nuclear material in areas which have long been under investigation.
Polish and Allied aircraft were activated early this morning to ensure the safety of Polish airspace after Russia launched early morning attacks targeting western Ukraine near the border with Poland. All of Ukraine is under air raid alerts after the Ukrainian Air Force warned of incoming attacks. Meanwhile, production was temporarily suspended at an electronics company in Russia's Volga River region of Chuvashia, some 1,300 kilometres from the border with Ukraine, after two drones fell on the plant's territory. The governor of the region, Oleg Nikolaev, said that while the drone strikes caused no injuries, the precautionary stoppage was aimed to protect employees at the plant. And representatives from the far-right Patriots for Europe group are gathering in a small village in central France today. Rosie Waits has the details.
The event's being held in Montmartre-Venaissant and is called Victory Day. It's intended to celebrate the success of right-wing parties in last summer's European parliamentary elections. Patriots for Europe is now the third largest group in the European Parliament, with 86 MEPs from 14 delegations. The FPÖ's foreign policy policy spokesperson Susanna Fürst is on the guest list, as are Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella from France's National Rally, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and Italy's Vice President Matteo Salvini. They're all vocal critics of the EU's migration policies and sanctions against Russia. Rosie Waits, FM4 News.
And now a look at the weather. Rain in the southeast to begin with, but generally sunny conditions across the country with temperatures ranging from 17 to 25 degrees.
Thanks, Liz.
Here we go.
Good morning show
with Dave Dempsey
at Radio FM4.
It's a Monday that's not a Monday, or something like that. Does some weird things to my sense of time. But I do know I want to say good morning, y'all.
Now it's us and it's humdrum town. I'm gonna keep my eyes on you, you.